news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
60,000. That's the number of new COVID-19 cases in the United States in the past day. Triple what the daily average was back in June when restrictions began to ease. 545. That's how many children who were separated from their families by U.S. border officials in 2017 and 2018 that still haven't made contact with their parents. Lawyers tasked with identifying and reuniting families separated under the Trump administration's so-called zero-tolerance border policy say they still haven't been able to locate the parents of at least 545 migrant children. According to an ACLU court filing, approximately two-thirds of these parents are believed to have been deported to Central America without their children, some of whom were, quote, just babies at the time of the separation. Sickening. The New York Times broke some news Tuesday night as they continue pouring through the 20 years of Trump's tax returns they obtained last month. They noticed that his business history is filled with overseas financial deals that were not disclosed in any of Trump's financial disclosure forms. And some have involved China. Actually, China is only one of three nations, the others Britain and Ireland, where Trump maintains a bank account. Again, the foreign accounts do not show up on Trump's public financial disclosures, where he is supposed to list personal assets because they're held under corporate names. The Chinese account is controlled by Trump International Hotels Management, LLC, which the tax records show paid $188,561 in taxes in China while pursuing licensing deals there between 2013 and 2015. And in 2016 and 2017, he paid a whopping $750 in U.S. taxes. Nice. Election officials in Florida and Alaska have contacted law enforcement after dozens of registered voters reported receiving threatening emails telling them to, quote, vote for Trump or else. At least 183 people at the University of Florida got them, and at least one voter from Arizona also reported getting one. Early votes are coming in by the millions, the Washington Post reporting. As of early Wednesday morning, 36 million Americans have already voted nationwide. In Ohio, absentee ballots are being returned at nearly double the rate they were in 2016. Crowds in Milwaukee waited for more than 2 hours to cast their ballots on Tuesday, the first day of early voting in Wisconsin. And on Monday, a record 366,000 436 Floridians voted in Florida's first day of in-person early voting. Well, back to Washington, where Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin say they will resume stimulus talks on Wednesday, even though they blew past Tuesday night's self-imposed deadline without a deal. Pelosi said the sides are close to resolving a key sticking point over money for coronavirus testing and contact tracing. Mitch McConnell, however, is not so keen on the idea. He warned the White House that getting behind a proposal with Democrats before the election could badly divide Senate Republicans and could derail the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. One of the jurors in the Breonna Taylor grand jury is speaking out, saying the only charge they were presented with was wanton endangerment, that even though the panel asked about them, homicide laws were not explained, nor were self-defense or justification laws. In a statement, the juror said, quote, questions were asked about the additional charges, and the grand jury was told there would be none because prosecutors didn't feel they could make them stick. The grand jury didn't agree that certain actions were justified, nor did it decide the indictment should be the only charges in the case. As to what happens next, I guess we wait and see.
I'm not a baby.
Well, that's up for debate. Donald Trump abruptly ended a White House taping of a 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl after 45 minutes and declined to complete a planned segment with Vice President Mike Pence on Tuesday. Trump, unhappy with Stahl's questions and asserting that his opponent gets favorable news coverage, later threatened on Twitter to release a White House tape of the interview. Please. Still reportedly in a foul mood after after the aborted 60 Minutes interview, Trump departed the White House for an evening rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, where he actually said this.
You know what? 4 or 5 months ago when we started this whole thing, before the plague came in, I had it made. I wasn't coming to Erie. I have to be honest. There's no way I was coming. I didn't have to. I would have called you and said, hey, Erie, if you have a chance, get out. But we had this thing won. We were so far up. We had the greatest economy ever, greatest jobs, greatest everything. And then we got hit with the plague. And I had to go back to work. Hello, Erie. May I please have your vote?
Wow. What was that again?
I'm not a baby. I got the
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.